Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth is one of New York State's leading nonprofit child welfare agencies and has a distinguished history of working with children and families for 125 years. On Thursday, May 23rd, representatives from New York State Assembly and the New York State Department of Education joined dozens of school superintendents and agency officials to announce a new partnership to support students, families, and young adults in the Rensselaer, Columbia, and Greene counties. The partnership is intended to increase engagement and collaboration among county agencies and service providers, public schools, BOCES, and others, in an effort to increase the graduation rates of special education students and to better prepare them for the realities facing them after high school. Bruce Potter is the Berkshire Union Free School District Superintendent and Public Education DSS Partnership Steering Committee Chair. He joins us now to tell us more about this partnership. And Bruce, I thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You know, it seems, though, this is one of those things, obviously, that you always want to do in the case of help whatever at-risk student you have, and to help them graduate and to help them do well in school. And so what is a partnership like this, and this specifically with the Berkshire Farm Center, of saying, okay, this is what we can do that's just a little bit more?
Well, what we've realized in internal communications among public educators is we're doing a great job of meeting a lot of the needs and doing public education reform, but the achievement gap continues to grow between our high achievers and our most needy students. So what we've done, utilizing a platform of the Questar 3 BOCES, which represents 23 public schools in the Tri-County area, is to reach out to the Department of Social Services and other agencies to leverage the existing resources. Some experiences and success that we've had as a public school district utilizing Berkshire Farm as our community, we've recognized that when you rally all of the resources and focus it on the needs of the students, creating implementation teams, specific action plans with goals that are monitored, you can get great results with students that typically don't achieve. So we're trying to extrapolate that over the Tri-County area, and we've received tremendous support from our county agencies and the like, and in rallying those resources, and everybody's committed to improving the achievement of these students.
Okay, so if you have a student who is having trouble, at what point does the to use your term, implementation team, when do they come into the picture?
Well, quite frankly, we are on the early side of planning. New York State is included in its budget $15 million in competitive grant monies to be allocated to 30 awardees, $500,000 each, to implement a community school model. So that's our goal, to implement a community school model at the Tri-County level.
So you got to get there.
We have to get there.
All right. So under the model, what would be the point where the implementation team would come in and help?
Okay. What we would need to do is utilizing existing school resources such as guidance counselors, school psychologists, social workers, identify the students in need. In an ideal situation, there would be an implementation team created at the school level, utilizing the resources within the county from the Department of Social Services, public health, mental health, whatever agencies that are currently working with this family. So it's a matter of rallying the resources from a team approach. You know, it's collaboration and focusing on the results.
You talked a moment ago about the gap between those who are excelling and those who are not, and that gap increasing. Is there a sense of why that is happening? Do we know reasons?
Well, there's a variety of factors, but the research keeps lending itself to the fact of the effect of children who live in poverty. The overall graduation rate in New York State is less than 75%. Students that are from poverty are 63%. Our minority students are 55%. And our students with disabilities is, unfortunately, 45%. And less than 5% of those students are considered college and career ready. So that's why we are focusing on the neediest, understanding that we will be able to capture and work with those other students as well.
It seems to me that the balancing act, and we'll get back into the specifics in a moment, but it seems to me that part of the balancing act is also that you want to spend as much time and you want to do as much with these kids without without sacrificing anything as far as the other kids who are going on and doing okay.
Exactly. It's unfortunately, and it's not for lack of hard work, but with diminished budgets and reduction in resources, and you just check the papers and you see more and more school districts are cutting back faculty and the ancillary resources that are needed. So it's time for us to leverage all that we have to work as a community to meet the needs of these youth and families.
When and it's not just about graduation, right? I mean, it's not just about graduation rates. Yes, that is that's the end result. But these are, you know, kids in fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, whatever grade. Yep. And you want them to do as well as they can do. Is there a targeted grade?
Well, right now, we're looking at all of the children. There's okay. over 5,000 students in the three county areas that have been identified as a student with a disability.
And you're defining disability as?
It could be learning disabled, emotionally disturbed, other health impaired. There's physical disabilities. It's quite a catchment.
And the classes, so would the classes be different? Would the classes be separate from those of other students?
No, not necessarily. It would all depend on what is on their individualized education plan, the IEP. But essentially, it's more about wraparound services, that everyone is rowing and working in the same direction, that the services are timely, that every adult that is working with a youth or a family is on the same page. So it's more about alignment.
Okay, and wraparound service meaning in addition to, but would not mean any additional time within the school day?
Not necessarily. Most cases, it would either be before school, after school. The community school model, which has been very successful, the Harlem's Children's Zone, yeah. Say Yes to Education. The results they've received is increased attendance, improved achievement, reduced dropout rates, all very positive. And in going after the RFP that we will be seeking this summer, our area is not the city of Syracuse. We are not Harlem. So we want to take the approach of instead of looking for physical assets, a dental van or something that could be placed in, you know, because the whole premise is, basing your community services within a school building. What our approach is leveraging the existing resources, what is termed as the intangible assets, our human capital and our innovation. Over the last 30 years, research has demonstrated that the value added to an organization from the intangible assets has doubled to 75%, and that trend's only going to continue. So we want to, instead of asking the state or the taxpayers for more people or more of the physical assets, which there very well may be throughout the grant process, but the time, the professional development, and the organization to create these teams to implement these wraparound services I spoke to.
When will you know we got it?
Well, that's the unknown. The RFP, we were informed, should come out later this summer.
Because usually state funding is very reliable.
Well, no comment. But I will say what's unique about this is the fact that we're not one school building, trying to rally the resources for our individual
Your
community.
Whole group. We're multi-county.
We had on the 23rd, the event you referenced, we had nearly 100 participants or attendees supporting this from Department of Social Services, Public Health, Mental Health, the judicial system. Our local assemblymen representatives attended. So we are well ahead of the game of demonstrating that, we have stakeholder partners. People are willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work. So that's what's put us ahead of the game. We've been meeting twice monthly as a steering committee. We have another meeting next week where we're engaging more partners, just positioning ourselves and going to demonstrate to, because the State Education Department will be the submitting the RFP, to demonstrate to them we're poised and we're ready and we're going to do something with this money that's going to be impactful.
Well, we wish you much luck in the process. Learn more about the program and about the initiative. You can go, as well as the Berkshire Union Free School District, you can go to berkshirefarm.org, berkshirefarm.org. Bruce Potter, I thank you very much for being with us. And again, best of luck with your efforts.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.